感谢主耶稣让我可以跟 Stephen 站在一起，一起来做服事。
Thanks for the grace of God that I can stand here to serve do this holy work
with you.
With Brother Stephen to serve the Lord.
因为呢，我20年前的时候在他的家住。
Because 20 years ago, I once stayed in his house.
那你可以想到20年前他长什么样子。
And you could probably imagine what he was like back 20 years ago.
可是20年后我们可以同工。
But 20 years later, we can work together for God.
这就是神给我们的机会。
And this is indeed an opportunity given to us by God.
那个大概我会很有感觉，你们如果常常看他就没有感觉。
And for me, it actually has a deep movement within myself because you see him often, so you may not feel that way.
带领孩子成长是一件很伟大，但是却是一件不太容易的事情。
To bring up a child is a very great thing, but it is also a very difficult.
我们会利用今天下午的四个课程四节课和大家一起来学习。
And so we would like to utilize this afternoon in four sessions share with one another.
我们的第一节课会比较偏重从圣经的角度去看见我们身为父母。我们应该怎么样去把一些观念放在我们的心中。
And so in this first session, I would like to focus our study more on as parents and the responsibility given to us from that perspective of the Bible.
然后第二节、第三节课呢，我们会谈一些我们怎么去认识我们的孩子。
And the second and third session, we will go into study as to how to further understand my child.
第四节课呢，就是你们的时间，你们如果没有问题，我们就可以结束了。
And the fourth session, I will leave it to you for question and answer. If you do not have any questions, then we can end early.
凡是你听到的、有想到的，或是你正遇到的，你可以写在纸上，或者等到第四节课的时候，我们一起来学。那我们可以在那个时候做多一点的讨论。
And so if you think of anything, or you can write it down on paper, or what you heard in the first three sessions have question about, feel free to write it down, and we can have this discussion in the last session.
神给了我们一个很重要、很重要的工作，就是把孩子交给我们。
And God has given us all a very important work, and that is, He has given us children.
所以我们今天坐在这边，就是为了想要去知道我们在神的面前怎么继续的去调整自己，来带领我们的孩子。
And so here in the presence of God, we are to learn how do we adjust ourselves so that we are able to lead our children.
人的一生的整个过程，对我来说，就是一个学习调整自己跟神关系的过程。
I feel a whole purpose and a process of a person's life is to how to adjust oneself in order to learn what is pleasing to God.
如果我们忘记了这个最主要的目的，我们很容易在我们的生活日常的日子里面，就很容易去因为碰到的困难、碰到的问题而跑出去了。
And so if we forget this essential point, then whatever difficulty or trouble we may encounter in life, it is very easy for us to go astray or to run away.
第一节课，我想跟大家一起分享一个主题，就是主权的问题。
And so the first session, the key word I would like to focus upon is authority.
主权是神给我们的很重要学习的功课。
Authority is something that God is a homework that God has given us for us to learn.
来，请给我第一章。
Let's go to the first slide.
我们请看创世纪。
Let's look into the book of Genesis.
十八章。
Chapter 18.
创世纪的十八章。
Genesis chapter 18.
我们看第十九节。
Verse 19.
创世纪的第十八章第十九节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 19.
在中文圣经，神说他眷顾了亚伯拉罕。
And here, and in the Chinese version, it says that
神眷顾亚伯拉罕，就是照顾他。
That the Lord took care of Abraham.
可是，在第十九节的英文原来的意思是神拣选了亚伯拉罕。
But then in in this verse in English, it says that God has chosen Abraham.
所以我们看第十九节，就是说神拣选了他，为了叫他能够吩咐他的众多的孩子和他的眷属来遵守我的道。
And it says that, for I have known him in order that he may command his children, his household after him, that they may keep the way of the Lord.
我们这边第一个要看到就是神拣选了他。
Here it says, for I have known him, I have chosen him.
所以他认识他，他选了他，就像拣选了我们今天一样。
And so, just as he have chosen and known Abraham, God has also known and chosen us.
好了，我们被拣选之后，他说他有一个目的，是为了叫我们能够吩咐我们的众孩子来遵守神的道。
Now that we have been known and have been chosen, it tells us that so that we may also command his children and our household after God, that they may keep the way of the Lord.
那遵守神的道是为了之后他说使神所应许的这些话都会成就。
And to keep his command is so that we do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him previously.
所以神拣选我们有一个目的。
And so there is a purpose in why God has chosen us.
教育子女的方向来看，他的目的是为了能够让我们去吩咐、去教导我们的孩子来遵守神的道。
And so here it tells us so that we may command our children, so that we may keep, they may keep the way of the Lord.
然后让神的话语、他的应许能够成就在我们的身上。
So that His word and His promise can be manifested in ourselves.
因此，亚伯拉罕被神拣选了之后。被神认识了之后，其实他赋予了一个责任跟一个使命，就是要去教导。
And so when Abraham has been known and chosen by God, he was given this one commission, and that he is to teach his children.
我们知道神有他绝对的主权，对吗？
We know that God has his absolute authority.
就是我们对神的主权不会怀疑他的。
And that is when we talk about God's authority, we have no question against it.
他创造了一切，他拥有的一切，他给了我们享受。
He created all things, that he given us things.
可是呢，他现在把这一个东西给了我们。
Now that he also has given us this children to us.
从白板上，从那个图片上面，我们可以看到，就是说，我们其实就是被神召唤来。而当成孩子一生的这个主权的人。
And that is to say that God has actually called us so that we become His authoritative figure in the eyes of His children.
意思是说，我们好像是神选来的一个 agent， 一个中间管理的人。被神拣选来，然后要来执行神的主权。
And so that is to say that God has chosen us as His agent or caretaker for His inheritance, His children, to manifest God's authority.
神要彰显他的主权，可是是透过父母亲。
God's authority is to be manifested, but it is manifested through the parents.
这样子你们听了还满意吗？
Is this satisfying for you?
意思是说你们有权利。
And that is to say directly that you have that authority.
很多时候你们在听这种什么家长的什么的，就是啊，我不能教我的孩子吗？那是我的孩子。
Sometimes you listen to these kind of workshops, you say, oh, I can't teach my children, but that's your children.
所以你有权利。
So here I'm trying to simply say you have that authority.
这个主权给了我们。
This authority has been given to you.
这个主权给了我们之后，我们要来执行。也就是代替神来执行神要彰显在孩子身上的主权。
And so once this authority has been given to us, then it is up to us to execute God's authority upon the children.
意思是这个孩子到后来是不是认识神就是在我们的手上了。
Meaning in the end, whether or not that child will come to know God is based upon our responsibility.
所以从这个上面来看的时候，我们没有看到神要我们要我们的孩子怎么考试，怎么吃饭，怎么没有。
So if you look at the simple PowerPoint, you can see that God does not say, oh, we want us and our children to know this and this to do, how to take an exam, or this and this to eat, or to do this and that.
所以 神给我们这个 agenda， 他是告诉我们说要代替他执行主权在这个家庭里面。
And so God's agenda is that in place of him, the parents has this authority to execute God's authority upon the children，
而不是用我的 timetable， 我的 agenda 来告诉我的孩子，嘿，四点了你做这个，五点了你做那个，不是。
Not based on our own personal agenda and our own schedule and say 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock、this is my schedule for my children to do this and this and this。
然后到睡觉之前说啊，给你去祷告。
And then right before bedtime you say oh quickly just go say a quick prayer to God、
啊、然后日复一日他就长大了嘞。
And then day after day he begins to grow up，
时间就过了。
Time passes，
时间会告诉我们我们教了什么给孩子。
Time will manifest what you have given to your child.
时间也会告诉了我们我跟神的关系是什么。
Time will also tell what is your relationship with, between you and God.
时间是最真实给我们答案的一个东西。
Time is the measurement in which it tells us, the answer of what it is that we have answered to God.
可是有时候在每一天的生活里面，因为我们看不到更远的未来，所以我们只会看见今天。今天好像很难过下去。
And so, but many times we forget this about time and we only focus on the present and it seems as though the present is already so difficult and that we, there are so many things to do.
因为当我把我的 agenda 搬出来的时候，
Because when I lay out my own agenda,
我的孩子其实也有他的 agenda.
Because my children, my child would also have his or her own agenda.
因为我们同时在展示一件事情，就是说，嘿，我有 timetable。
Because when we manifest something, we say, hey, I have a timetable.
我们的孩子从小就看见说，我妈妈有 timetable， 我也有我的 timetable。
And so your children will grow up in his mind or her mind saying, oh, my mother has her timetable, therefore, I should also have my own timetable.
可是如果我们反过来，就是我这个 timetable， 我的 agenda 是 according to 神要我代替他来执行的， hello， 那你的 agenda 是什么？
And so, but if you turn this around and say, this timetable and this agenda has been turned around and focused on that of God, then they have, there is no such set of yourself.
所以我们想，我们在孩子几岁的时候，要把神介绍给他。
And so let us think about this question, at what age should we introduce God to our children?
好崇拜哦，不能问问题哦。
This is worship, so maybe I should not pose questions.
我想想看这个问题。
Think about this question.
第二节再讨论。
Then we can discuss it maybe on the second session.
我先发挥一下。
And some, I'll just share what I think.
所以呢
what I feel.
可以吗？可以拿起来。谢谢。神在这边哈。神。
So let's say this is God is here.
父母。
And this is the parent.
孩子
and this is your child.
好，神透过我们要执行他的主权。
And so God through the parent will manifest his will, his authority.
也是说这个小朋友他其实是不认识后面这个主权的神。
That is simply to say that the child here does not know this God that is behind the parent.
是透过这个认识的父母，每一天跟他在一起的父母来认识背后的这个主权。
It is through daily interaction with the parent that he will come to know this God that is behind.
这是神在这一章里面说他拣选亚伯拉罕一个很重要的目的。
And this is where we study in this scripture the important reason why God chosen Abraham in order to teach his descendants.
所以从这边我们才能再去讨论说那我们怎么去执行跟彰显主权了，对吗？
And so once we have this understanding then we goInto how do we reveal the authority of God?
因为如果没有这一条线，我们没有办法谈教育孩子。
Because we do not have this understanding, this line, we will not be able to even approach how to educate our children.
因为如果这样谈，我介绍你一些书，你去外面看书就可以了，不用在这里谈。
Because if we only talk in this way, I can tell you some reference books that is good. You can go out and leave here and just read the reference book and that's enough.
外面那些专家很会写的。
Do you know that there are so many professionals writing about books about parenting?
很多家长告诉我说，嘿，我都是看这本书教我的孩子。
And so many parents, I encounter many parents that approach me and say, oh, I use this book to teach my children.
所以忘记了我们是从神来的主权。
But then we have failed to realize that we have received this authority from God.
所以在教会，在耶稣的底下，我们要教孩子，全部都要回到神的身上去找。
And so you must realize that whatever we teach our children must all go back to the church, to Jesus Christ.
这样 OK 吗？
Is that okay?
OK 哦，这样才能再讲下去啊，不然哦，今天下午你会很可惜耶，因为你会想说啊，哪都没说嘿讲什么，因为你们书看很多，我知道。
So、you must have this understanding, otherwise this session will be very difficult because you'll be thinking, well, I know you've probably read a lot of parenting books and references.
所以我们要站在一起 重新去看这个问题，我们才站在一起这个 page 上面，我们就去讨论，一定可以讨论，因为这是因为是神给的，他一定会给我们这样的智慧。
So we must stand on the same platform, the same page. At least we have this one common ground.
所以我先跟大家分享，就是说，神透过我们在彰显他的主权。
And so once again, a reminder that God manifests His authority through us to the children.
所以我们就是代替神在家庭里面彰显主权的那个父母。
And so we are the parents who manifest God's authority to the children.
好，那细节跟怎么去应用，我们可以去讨论。
And then we can go from there to discuss how to really go about executing God's authority.
我们请看下一张图。
Let's look into the next slide.
我们来看的是我们很熟悉的生命记。
Let's look into Deuteronomy.
生命记的第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
我们看一下《生命记》第六章，这边告诉了我们，在第二节开始以下，教导我们怎么样去跟孩子谈论神这件事。
From verse 2 and on, it teaches us how do we communicate with our children concerning God.
因为从第六章的第二节，他告诉我们说，我们之所以要遵守神的东西，是为了叫我跟我的孩子们一生来敬畏神。
It says that you may fear the Lord your God and keep all His statutes and commandments so that you, your son, and your grandchildren all the days of your life will worship God.
所以这个主权开始给了我们一个比较清楚的方向，是要教 fear the Lord, 要教孩子怎么去敬畏神。
And so this first of God's authority is to fear the Lord. How do we enable our children to come to fear God?
爸爸妈妈，你们觉得如果我们把我们的孩子每个星期六送进教会一个半小时、两个小时，有没有功用？
Mothers and fathers, let me ask you this question. Do you feel it's effective to bring your children to church every Saturday for an hour and a half to two to learn about to church?
去学宗教教育。
To learn religious education.
好，那跟你比较起来，就是说你是24小时跟在他旁边的人，那么你在家的宗教教育又是什么？
Let's contrast that with along with you having spent 24 hours a day with your children, and what is that kind of comparison?
140多个小时一个礼拜跟两个小时一个礼拜，哪一个占的分量比较大？
100 and so many hours versus one that is only about an hour or 2 hours.
所以敬畏神的事情要在家里面先做。
And so to fear the Lord is something that needs to be done at home.
几岁？
At what age?
哦，不能问问题。
Oh, I forgot, I can't ask questions.
因为这段时间你们是静默不语，对不对？
Because in this session, I guess it's still worship time.
好，静默。第二节你看他说，好叫我跟我的子子孙孙一生敬畏神。
It says so that you and your sons and your grandsons all the days of your life.
然后到了第六节他说，我今天所说的这些话你要放在心上。
To keep all his statutes and all these things you are to put it into your heart.
哎，爸爸妈妈现在想一想看，这些话现在是对谁说？
Now let's listen to this carefully. Parents, who is this verse speaking to?
他说第六节哦，他说我今天吩咐的这些话你要放在心上，你是谁？
All these verse 6, all these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. Who is this you?
就是你跟我。
That is you and I.
所以我们是不是也在这个主权的底下？
And so you and I are also under this God's authority.
就是说我们这两个圈圈，其实我跟我的孩子同时都在神的主权底下。
And that is to say, from these two circles, both the other circle, the parent and the child, both are under the authority of God.
所以他今天说这些话是对我说的。
And so these words that's spoken here is to myself, to us.
因为我的孩子现在一岁。
Because my child is only 1 year old.
那么他一岁，他这句话还听不懂。
Now, well, as for a 1-year-old, they will not understand this verse.
所以要透过我来告诉这个小朋友，教你的小朋友说，这是神说的话。
Now, it is through me that I am to teach my child, now say, this is what God commands.
那现在就有另外一个问题，就是我今天跟神的关系是怎么样呢？
So this brings up another question then, is what is my relationship with God today?
我已经大到可以做父母了。
Now I am old enough and mature enough that I can be a parent.
书上告诉我，我有 authority.
The book says here that I have the authority.
我要教孩子咯。
That I am to train up my child.
我的孩子哦。
My child.
你们没有权利说，只有我认识他。
You have no authority to say it, but only I know him.
都对，
or her.
都对。
That's also correct.
可是现在我跟神的关系是什么？
But then you bring that another level and say, what is my relationship with God?
因为神现在是阿爸父。
Because God in heaven is Abba Father.
就是我们的父亲。
He is our father.
就好像我们自己也有父母这样子。
And just like we ourselves also have parents.
And then 他现在说，我今天跟你说的话， Hello, 你要放在心上。
And so he says, today when I say to you, hello, you need to put this into your heart.
那我们现在也是儿女啊。
And so today we are also children.
我有没有放在心上？
Do I really put this in my heart?
如果我忘记放在心上，
If I forgot to put this in my heart,
你觉得这个父亲会怎么感觉？
Then how would this parent up in heaven, his father, what does he feel?
And then 你现在转过来说，好，我要教你咯。
And now you turn this around and say to your own children, say, now I want to teach you.
听我的。
I must discipline you.
Listen to me.
You must listen to me.
嗯，你要放在心上。
You must keep this in your heart.
结果他就没有放在心上。
And then your children doesn't put it in his heart or mind.
不得了了。
And then you get very angry.
你挑战我的主权。
You dare to step on my authority.
好，我决定怎么怎么怎么怎么。
Okay, then this is your punishment. This is what I will do.
诶，我没有讲 punishment. 我只有说怎么怎么怎么。
This is what I will do.
这是 reflection. 所以呢这个时候呢，你就发现你要去执行一个东西的时候，是因为他让你失望了。
And so when you're about to follow up, you realize it's because the child upset you.
对，一失望，
disappointed you.
一失望，你就想要做一些补救的动作。
And so once you have that disappointment, then you want to do something to save it, to recompense for it.
对，那你一补，每个人的方法，补的方法就不一样了，对不对？
Everyone's method to recompense will be different.
好啊，那我们的孩子就这边补一块，这边补一块，这边补一块，就长大了。
And then our children will be filled here at this one place, another place, and so this is how they grow up.
当孩子很多时候来见我们的时候，哇，全身都包的都是贴的 OK 绷，都是 bandage， 因为都补来补去。
And then when the children come to the counselor to, for example, to me, share their inner feelings, you realize they have so many inner bandages.
那家长又问咯。
And then the parents would ask,
我孩子怎么会这样呢？
How come my child is like this?
一个正常的孩子，
a normal child,
从小开始出来的时候，他的世界其实是非常美好的。
From once they were born into this world, actually in their mind, this world is so wonderful, only perfectness.
他们很会笑的。
They are actually very good at smiling and laughing.
就是说他很容易忘记伤心的事情。
For the children, it's very easy for them to forget painful or disappointing things.
我们比较不容易忘记伤心的事。
For us who are older, it's very hard to let go of things that upsets us.
因为过了六岁之后，就像我们现在已经过了六岁的人，过了六岁的人之后，会有很多的记忆跟感觉在里面。
Because for all of us, after 6 years old, we have within ourselves retained many memories, and it stays with us.
那六岁之前的孩子，这一块还没有发展起来，所以我们有时候就。
But for a 6-year-old and younger, a lot of times in their mind, it's like a lot, they are not yet developed in this way yet, so it's just so easy.
就会为所欲为。
为所欲为，
就做自己想做的。
And so they do what they want.
要揍就抓过来揍啊。
Because of that, so if you need to discipline them, you just spank them.
然后你忽然心情好，就跟他一直笑啊。
And then when you are in a good mood, then you smile and laugh with your baby.
今天可以吃饭，明天又不能不吃。
And then today you can eat.
很多随着我们自己高兴。
It's based on how we emotionally are.
那另外一种就是我一定要你怎么样。
And the other type is you must follow everything like this.
意思是说，我们有很多的方法。
And so what I'm trying to say is that we all have many different methods.
那些方法不见得是不好的。
I'm not saying that all these methods are bad.
可是在这个的底下，也就是我们的心中，就是我跟神的关系怎么样呢？
But then we must think about in this method, in the bottom of all this stuff, what is our relationship with God?
这个如果没有连结上的话，我们其实走在自己的方法里面。
So if this is not connected, then we are only walking in our own path.
那如果我们一走进自己的方法里面的时候，神所有要应许给我们的东西，有时候就会开始看不见了。
But if we insist on walking on our own path, the many grace and the many things that God wants to give to us sometimes will become invisible to us.
这其实是在于我们的选择。
And so it's basically decision is up to ourselves.
就说在于我们怎么去回应我跟神的关系。
And that is to reflect back upon what is my relationship with God.
那如果没有在这个上面先做第一条线的一个连结跟相信的话，我们所有的讲到 parenting 的东西的时候是讲不完的，因为什么方法都有。
Because if this point, this essential point of with God is not connected, then you realize that when we talk about parenting a child, there can be many, many various methods and so many different things to go.
神要实现他的应许，透过我们。
God wants to manifest His promise through us.
透过我们来实现。
Through the parents to manifest His promise.
当我们没有，就是说我们不在乎这件事情的时候，神的应许依然的会实现。
When we do not care so much about this, the promise of God will still be manifested.
因为神的东西永远在我们的上面。
Because God's things is always above us.
可是当我们愿意进来的时候，
But when we ourselves are willing to come beneath the shadow of God,
是我们得到了益处。
It is that we ourselves will be benefited.
这是恩典。
This itself is grace.
因为它不需要透过我们。
Because actually it doesn't have to go through us.
呀，它真的给我们机会。
It actually gives us an opportunity.
它给我们机会去从孩子身上看见自己。
From an opportunity that through the children we can see ourselves.
因为我们不容易看见自己。
Because it's actually very hard for one to see themselves.
我们旁边的人帮我们看见的时候，我们不一定会听的。
When people surrounding us see us ourselves and give us a comment, we may not listen.
所以神给我们孩子。
So that's why God gives us children.
让孩子告诉我们我们是谁。
So let the children tell us who we are.
他怎么告诉？
How are they going to tell you?
哦、不能问、哦、不能问我都很苦我很爱问
I can't ask questions I really like to ask questions、
哦、我自己讲就是说孩子呢到有一天的时候他就告诉你说我不需要神
That is to say that one day
一种
one kind of children may grow up and say when they're grown up and say I don't need God
有一种是有一天告诉我们我不需要生命
And there's another time may grow up and say I don't need life
那些就是在告诉我们这十年二十年我给了他什么
And that is all summarized that in the past 10-20 years what we as parents have given to them as children
诶那个很痛的
And that is very painful That's very hard
我现在的这些孩子就是我看到的这些孩子我自己最最伤心最关心的就是他们很容易放弃自己的生命
The many children I've counseled I found out the hardest thing for me is to see a lot of these children a lot of times when they don't even see their own life as important
这一个世代的孩子很辛苦
This generation of children is very difficult for them
他们遇到的竞争不是我们可以想象的
The struggles that they encounter is unimaginable
我们就算以前曾经在美国受过教育的人，那个时候的教育系统跟现在也是不一样的。
For those of us who grow up in the United States, the education we receive back then versus the education today is very different.
今天的孩子面对到压力跟挑战是超过我们的想象。
And the pressures and the stress that the children in this generation face as far exceeds when it was our generation.
超过的意思就是我们不知道，我们不懂。
When I say exceed, meaning that it is something that we don't understand, that we may not even know of.
我们多少的父母愿意承认说，我其实并不懂。
How many of the parents sitting here are willing to admit and say, I don't understand my children?
我们一开口的时候,
when you first say,
我们大部分都会说, 你要怎么样, 我一看就知道了。
You say, what we say when we open our mouth is, what you're about to do, I already know.
他那个只是让我们看。
But you realize that your children, what he does is only what for you to see.
听懂吗? 那意思就是说, 他今天会让你再看见, 是给我们一点面子。
Sometimes you realize that what they're only putting up a show for you to see, so that you can they can save you some face.
因为大部分，几乎全部，我们是不认识他。
Because a great majority, or you can say all of it, of them, you may not really know them.
因为是时代的关系。
Because of the time of this generation.
这个时代啊。好恐怖。
This generation is very scary.
这个时代我们给了他们最多的东西。
This generation is a generation which parents poured out everything for their children.
我们那个年代没有的，对吗？
In our generation, there was nothing like that.
这个时代我们给他所有。
But you look at this generation, look at the parents give the children everything.
我们帮他们安排。
You arrange, schedule everything for them.
我们其实很照顾他们。
We actually take really good care of them.
我们尽心尽力地爱他们。
We give them our heart and our love to the best of our ability.
可是我们的孩子到了一个年纪的时候会告诉我们说
but our children once they grow up to a certain age and they'll say
我不需要活着
I don't care about life
很恐怖哈
and you will be frightened
你们如果没有听过是因为他今天还没有告诉我们
if you have never heard of it that's because today they have not yet said to you
我们在做整个问卷 survey 的时候
when we do a survey
这个年代的孩子大概有 85%的孩子是觉得活着并没有意思。
When we did the survey, 85% of the children that were surveyed said that life is without meaning, is worthless.
那这些人的当中有 90% 的人家里是非常优厚给予他所有东西的
And out of this 85%, 90% of the 85%, the family background is exceedingly well taken care of and everything's been provided for them.
发生了什么事?
And so what happened?
发生了什么事?
What happened?
我们这个人是属于神的。
We as human beings belong to God.
我们只有连接回到神的身上，一切才能再谈下去。
Only when we are connected back to God will we have another step to go forward.
今天你承认也好，你不承认也好，你其实就是属于神的人。
Today, whether you acknowledge it or you do not acknowledge it, today you belong to God.
只在于我们每个人回应这个事实的程度多深而已。
It's only to a level of how much do we reflect back to our understanding about this concept.
就是你 response 回去，就是说一个爸爸就是神，他说我给你生命，你是属于我的。那这是一个事实。
Just like a response, for example, this father who is God give us life and say, I give you this life, and this is a fact.
事实哎。
This is a fact.
只在于你怎么 response 这件事情。
And then it all depends on how do we respond back.
你可以不 care 啊。
You can be like, I don't care.
你也可以100%的投入。
Or you can give yourself 100%.
所以不同只在于你怎么回应。
And it all differs in how we respond.
可是你怎么回应都不能改变 阿巴父就是你的父亲这个事实。
But no matter how you respond, the fact is, Abba Father is your father. It's the one who gives you life.
想想我们今天跟神的 connection 到底有多深。
And so we think about how deep is our connection with God.
如果这件事情不能够让我们去回想的话，那么我们光是在教孩子，有一天孩子就告诉了我们这个结果。
And so if we do not connect ourselves back to God, then one day our children may grow up and tell us of the result.
我不要了。
They say, I don't want it, I give up, I don't want it anymore.
我不要你的神。
I don't want your God.
我甚至不要我的生命。
I don't even care about my own life.
你怎么样呢？
What are you going to do?
这个是这里的教育。
And this is the education here.
这个教育告诉他做你自己。
This education here tells you,Do whatever you want.
快乐就好。
As long as you are happy.
我们的孩子是在这样的环境出来。
Your children is growing up in this kind of education.
假如我给他的东西还是告诉他快乐的时候呢，你要这样这样这样这样，我们还在教那些快乐的话，没有把他带回到神的前面，我们怎么去回应神是我们父亲的事实？
And so the reality will come back later down the road in which we just provide them to make them happy, but do not connect them to God, then it is the response, our response will be back to God.
好了，现在我有主权了。
Okay, now that I have God's authority,
所以我教我的孩子。
I teach my, and teach my children.
我的孩子就是在回应我怎么回应神，这样懂吗？
And then our children are responding back to us as parents, and then we as parents will learn how to respond back to God.
因为他从小看见的这个真正的我们父母，他看见的我们是没有跟神连在一起的。
Because the person that your children is looking up to you as a parent, is at the moment that when they're young, they're looking at you, they do not yet see God.
我们凭什么告诉他你要相信这个神？
And so, and what authority or what can we say to them and say, you must believe in God?
六岁之前，如果没有进去神的东西，就没有了。
Before 6 years old, if God does not be imprinted in their mind, then it is gone.
为什么？因为这个社会太多东西了。
Because in this society, there are way too many things.
我有一个孩子两岁。
I have a child that,
不是我自己的，我现在说孩子就是我见过的。
When I say child, I have a child.
我孩子啊。
People that I've counseled, I don't have that many kids.
两岁的孩子已经在用 iPhone 呢。
I have a saw a 2-year-old using an iPhone.
哈，他的父母觉得以后他这样才跟得上时代。
And his parents think that in the future that his children only then his children will be able to keep up with technology with the generation.
哈，想想看。
But think about this.
他有一天就是跟你要 iPhone.
One day he will ask you for an iPhone himself.
他跟你要很多东西。
He will ask for many, many things.
我们为了这个头会很晕。
And then because of this, you will have a headache.
为了生活下去，我们开始有方法。
For in order to preserve life, you will start having methods.
好，你要先拿到这个，我才给你 iPhone.
He said, "Okay, fine. You want iPhone, then you have to."
先做这个。
You must do this task first.
我不知道做什么，你们很多方法的，你们很厉害的。
I know you parents also have your devious many ways and techniques. So you'll say you'll do a bargaining. You'll say before you get the iPhone, you have to do this.
然后他就想了，我为了要得 iPhone 要这个吗？
And then the children will now think in his mind and start thinking and say, well, in order to get the iPhone, I have to do this. So is it worth it?
好啦，我反正哈还在你家吃这碗饭。
You say, fine, that's fine. I'll do it now because right now I'm still eating from things you cook and you provide for me.
对啊，我还算了，给算了，我忍一忍啊。
I said, forget it. I won't debate with you now because I'll just endure it for now.
我们现在孩子都在忍呢。
Actually, if you think about your children, they are all enduring in your house.
我问他们说你们在忍什么？
I asked them, what are you enduring?
16岁啊。
He said, I'm waiting till when I hit 16.
16岁我就自由了。
He said, when I'm 16, then I'm free.
我终于可以不用再看见他们。
Then I don't have to see them anymore.
我们这么努力耶，我们给他们这么多，教他们这么多，教到就只能教16年， 이거 가리 바이바이하네.
And they'll say, well, hey, you know, I mean, you try so hard, you pour out all your diligent and labor so hard for your children, and at 16-year-old, they just simply say bye-bye to you.
到底发生了什么事?
So what happened? What went wrong?
他的里面到底发生了什么事?
Inside the children, what went wrong?
他里面的这个message到底是什么?
What is the message inside that child?
因为你没有教他这样子啊,
because you did not,
对不对?
You failed to teach them this.
你不可能,你教吗? 你不可能嘛,你们怎么会犹豫这样,有吗?你没有教过他这样讲话,对不对?可是他会这样讲诶。
You say, I never taught my child to respond to me or think in this manner, but how is it that they can think about things like this?
所以14开始就不太跟我们说话了。
So when you notice a child, when they're 14 year old, they don't really like to talk to parents that much.
15之后都是用鼻孔说话。
When they are 15 years and after, they speak through their nostrils like anger.
然后我们就不知道我要这样子,要抓过来还是,又要爱心,就你那时候开始挣扎。
And then you will have the struggle. Should I respond with fierce anger, or should I respond with more love, or what should I do as a parent then?
好啦,给他送到 NYTS 去。
I said, fine, let me just send them to NYTS.
我现在NYTS,都收集这种。
They say, NYTS, now we receive all these rejects so that you guys tossed at us.
你以为那个是什么地方啊?
What do you think that place is?
Huh? Some camp?
What camp?
集中营啊, 送过去回来就变光头这样子。
That after you send it to the camp, they're bald-headed.
不可以的。
No, it shouldn't be that kind of concept.
神不是只出现在 NYTS 的。
God should not be NYTS should not be a place in which only God appears.
神是出现在他的生命里。
God should appear in each of their everyday lives.
生命就是每一天。
Life meaning every day they are living this life.
所以他今天到底在里面跟自己说了什么话, 我们不知道。
And so today, what are they talking inside themselves? We may not understand.
这就是问题。
And this is the problem.
他到底在里面跟自己说了什么?
In their heart, in their mind, what are they saying to themselves?
让他决定一些事情。
That enable them to make a certain decision or choices in life.
这个就是我们要讨论的东西。
And this is what we need to discuss.
失去了什么?
What was lacking?
回到这边,
now we got to return back.
他从6岁之前, 有没有看见我跟神的关系?
Before 6 years of age, do they see the God that is behind
you? 如果他没有看见,
if he does or she does not see,
我们就会在这个时候收到这样的讯息。
Then at this point, you will receive the response or the message that they fail to see God.
可是如果我们今天知道, 啊, 原来这样子, 我们怎么样? 我们有神啊。
And so today, if you realize this and say, oh, you know, hey, today we have God.
因为很多人告诉我说, 啊, 阿妙, 我六岁, 哇, 来不及了,
and because many times people, when I talk to people, say, oh, really, 6 years old? Oh, too late. That means it's hopeless for me. And if you say this, then you fail to know God.
Always, 永远站在那边等我们回头的人。
Our God is always there, no matter what stage of our life, He will always be available for us.
因为他知道我们不完全啊。
Because He knows that we are imperfect.
他造我们的。
He created us.
他知道我们是谁的。
He knows who we are more than anyone else.
他知道我们的软弱。
He knows our weaknesses.
他知道我们的强项。
He knows what are our strengths.
他给了我们生命。
He gave us life.
可是今天我往外走。
Now today, I go astray and I walk upon myself.
往外走的同时, 我还要教我的孩子。
And so when I myself go astray, I still need to teach my children.
所以我的孩子就告诉了我说, hello.
And then my children will respond and say, hello.
有一天他说, 爸爸妈妈,
one day, he will say, Mom, Dad,
我好像不需要这个信仰哦。
I don't think I need this faith of yours.
如果你敢这样子, 为什么不需要这个信仰? 这信仰怎么好,怎么怎么?
And then you will respond saying, what? How dare you say this? This faith is so good for you. It's perfect for you, isn't it?
他没有看见神在你的身上。
But it's because your children did not see God in your life.
16年他没有看过。
16 years he had or she has never seen God.
你现在要介绍这个神给他?
Now you want to throw back God at his life?
神等的是 我这个人回头不是等他。
Actually, God is waiting for us as parents to return back to Him instead of the children.
只有我转过来，我的孩子会跟着转过
来。Only if I turn back to God, will our children notice also God.
这个是信心。
This is called faith.
你如果用人的常理去推，你推不出来。
If you use human logic and reasoning, you will not be able to come through.
这是信心。
But this is faith.
因为神说他爱我们。
Because God says, I love you.
他等我们回头。
I wait for your return.
假如有一天我们感受到孩子这样给我们 signal 的时候，我们要回头。
And so when you one day receive the signal back from your children, then you must come back and return back to God.
我们只要一回头，只要有一点点愿意的心啊，我们的阿爸父来不及就通通倒给我们。
As long as we are willing, even the slightest bit, you will realize this Abba Father of yours in heaven will be more than happy to pour everything out for you.
这个要调整。
And so this needs to be adjusted first.
在教会里面谈亲子教育，这个如果没有调整好，没办法谈下去。
In church, when you talk about parenting, if this itself is not adjusted, then we don't need to discuss anything else.
很多人要跟我说，今天可不可以聊怎么样沟通？
Now many people come to me and say, "How do I communicate?"
我告诉你，沟通很简单。
I say, "Oh, communication. This is very simple."
我们练个两小时就会沟通了。
I say, "We'll practice for 2 hours and we can communicate."
你回家照着这样练习，你就会沟通。
You practice this at home, and then the methods that I say, then you will be able to communicate.
可是你的孩子不要跟你沟通。
But then your children don't want to communicate with you.
怎么办？
What are you going to do?
因为那个沟通里面如果没有神。
Because in that communication, if there is no God,
没有一个东西是可以 touch 到它里面的东西的话，它不会回。
Nothing that can really strike or touches or her heart, then he will not respond.
就好像我们今天啊，
just like today.
想一想看我们跟神的关系。
Think about our relationship with God.
如果神没有用任何的方式进到我们的心， touch 到我们的心的话，你光这样讲啊，你怎么回转啊？
And if God does not touch really our heart or our mind just by speaking, how are you to change ourselves?
因为我们很有理由的。
Because in our mind we have so much reasons and logic.
我们可以告诉神说，因为是这样这样这样这样这样的，
可以的。We can have many excuses to God, say because of this and this and this that reason, and so it's okay.
像不像我们的孩子？
Is it not just like our children?
我们的孩子就是这样子跟我们说话。
And this is how your children also speaks to you.
爸爸妈妈这么的爱你。
Mom and Dad love you so much.
他会说有吗？
And then he'll say, really?
有啊，你看我这样这样这样。
He'll say, yeah, I do this.
从出生这样这样，阿公阿妈都没有这样对我。哦，你讲两个钟头。
I give you birth and you speak constantly for 2 hours. I do this and provide you for this and that. Not even your grandparents ever do this for me. You will say.
他听了两个钟头还不错哦。
After 2 hours, your child is quietly listening to you ramble on.
那你干嘛生我？
And then he'll say.He'll respond and say, then why did you give birth to me?
你如果这么苦，你干嘛生我？
Why is this, if it's so difficult, then why is it so painful?
我们的孩子就是这样跟我们说。
Then why do you want to have a child like me, just bear a child like me? This is how they will respond.
他没有左边就只有右边，他只有两条路嘞。
They have left and then they also have right.
两条路诶。
Two ways to go.
你觉得我们的人生只有两条路？
Do you think in our life there's only two ways to go?
如果只有两条路，只有跟神的关系。
If there's two ways to go, we can only say this in terms of relationship with God.
要还是不要
？Yes, do you want it or do you not want it?
剩下的东西
，the rest of everything else，
好多方法
，has so many different ways and methods.
可是我们教错
，but then we teach different.
我们教到就是世界上所有的东西只有两条路
，but then we teach wrong in terms of that in everything in the world there's only two ways to go.
你如果没有读书，你就完蛋。
If you don't do good in school, you're dead.
谁说的？
Who said that?
是谁教我们这句话？请问。
Who taught us to say this?
圣经教吗？
Did the Bible have this kind of teaching?
到底谁教我们讲这句话？
So who taught us to say things like that?
为什么我们讲这句话的时候很大声？
Why do when we say this is so, with so much confidence and so loud?
是谁说没有读书就完蛋的？
Who says that if you do not do good in school, you're dead?
所以你在什么时候几岁的时候告诉了你自己这个信念这个 message 你现在传给你的孩子？
That is when our personal experience, sometimes in our life, we learn it and And this message came into our head, and now we try to instill it to our children.
怎么没有在他六岁之前说，如果你没有神， 完蛋。
Then how come we don't teach before they are passing 6 years of age and say, if you have, do not have God in your life, you are dead?
你有没有发现有时候我们刚好教相反的东西，跟神的东西相反？
Do you not realize sometimes when we teach things completely opposite of that of God?
哪边来亲近神哦？方法有很多。
If you want to draw close to God, there are many, many different methods.
今天没有来，明天来啊。
If you don't come today, you can come tomorrow.
哈？啊、祷告今天忙一点，好好好，五分钟就好，好。
有 today I'm more busy, so it's okay. Only pray a minute, five minutes of prayer, that's it.
明天要考试，好，先读书，先读书。
Tomorrow you have an exam tomorrow. Okay, focus on your study first.
你好多方法可以解决他跟神的问题。
So you have so many methods for your children to solve his problem and his relationship with God.
一到世界的东西 ，no， 只有两条路。
But then when it pertains to things of the world, then you very sternly you say, no, there's only two ways to go.
阿巴父教我们说。跟他只有两条路
but
what, 上或是下
but our Father in heaven only teach us that with him there are only two ways, that is up or down.
可是其他所有的事情他告诉你那是过眼云烟
and, but all the other things the God tells us that it is it's like a vapor, it's like a
growth.
It's things that will pass by.
你今天去问八十岁九十岁的阿公阿嬷，你问他，
It's true. Today, if you go ask someone who's 80, 90, grandpa, grandma,
你问他一句话说，你告诉我一句话，这个人生什么最重要？
And you say, you ask them, say, can you tell me in one word what is the most important thing in life?
你看他告诉我们什么？
And then, what will they say to you?
他们不成功吗？
Are they not successful?
他们很成功。
They are actually very successful.
我有一个老先生。
I have a, there was an old person.
出了五本书。
He has written 5 books.
行遍了全世界。
And was published and distributed around the world.
两个 PhD.
He has 2 PhD degrees.
现在他在老人院。
And now he's in the retirement home.
他知道他开始记忆力开始不行。
He knows that he is losing his memory.
所以他说年轻人听我一句话。
And so he said, young man, listen to what I have to say.
这个人是没有信仰的人。
This is a person he does not have faith.
他一辈子相信他自己最棒。
In his whole life, he only depend on self, and he believed that he is the best.
他说年轻人，一切一切会过去。
He said, "Young man, let me tell you this: that everything will pass away."
我不知道我现在抓到了什么。
And he said, "I do not know what I have in my hands."
我们今天知道我们抓到什么吗
？Today, do you know what you have in your hands?
我们也很成功。
We are also very successful.
你今天可以坐在这边都是很成功。
If you are able to sit here right now, you are successful.
很成功。
Let me believe me.
外面的世界很可怜。
In the world, they are very pitiful.
我们这么成功，可是我们抓到什么
？We are so successful, but what have we in our hands?
我们跟神的关系怎么样
？What is our relationship with God?
所以第一个要先想到。主权是从神给我们交给我们孩子。
And so first lesson we must acknowledge and to become aware is that authority is something that God has given to us so that we pass it down to our children.
好，我们要休息十分钟哦。
We'll take a break for 10 minutes.
一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray.